News. I'm Ben Thomas. The National Weather Service says Iowa could get hit with more tornadoes tonight. Meantime, Norman Hall has the latest on the deadly storms that hit earlier this week.
Experts say a tornado that tore through the small city of Greenville, Iowa on Tuesday was rated an EF4. Four people were killed and dozens were injured. Winds topping 136 miles per hour ripped apart more than 100 of the town's homes in just 1 minute. The National Weather Service determined that three separate powerful tornadoes carved paths in the state totaling 130 miles. In Montgomery County, Deputy Sheriff Todd Dolan responded at the height of the storm.
County, could you have him check the equestrian campground? There was campers there. I didn't get there in time. I went to the other ones. I'll check on the lady that did make it to the shelter.
Federal disaster declarations were sought for multiple Iowa counties. I'm Norman Hall.
And hurricane season's approaching. NOAA Administrator Rick Spinrad.
The forecast for named storms, hurricanes, and major hurricanes is the highest NOAA has ever issued for the May outlook.
The average number of named storms is 14. Last year had 20. The families of four Marines killed when their Osprey crashed in 2022 have filed a lawsuit.
The Marines were killed when their MV-22 Osprey experienced a catastrophic mechanical failure known as hard clutch engagement, a known problem that has happened more than a dozen times since 2010. The lawsuit names Bell Textron, the Boeing company, and Rolls-Royce, saying that the Osprey's design is flawed and does not meet U.S. safety standards. The Osprey can take off or land like a helicopter, but fly like an airplane. The military services have called it a game changer, but it has not been without significant cost. Since 2000, more than 50 service members have been killed in accidents involving the Osprey. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The NHL's Western Conference Finals get going tonight in Dallas, where the Stars host the Oilers. Tom Merriam recaps last night's action in the East.
The Panthers got the game and the Eastern Conference Final off to a positive start by blanking the Rangers 3-0 in Game 1 at Madison Square Garden. Matthew Tkachuk put Florida up 1-0 at 16:26 of the first period, a goal that stood alone for the next 40 minutes.
Getting the first goal playing with the lead is a huge thing, especially in playoffs, and able to try to build on that lead is something we're going to have to, what we were trying to work on and tried to do, but at the end of the day, we played really well defensively.
The Panthers finally built on that lead with less than 4 minutes remaining in the game when Carter Verhaeghe's pass was accidentally redirected into the Ranger goal by New York's Alexis Lafreniere. Sam Bennett sealed the victory with an empty netter. Sergei Bobrovsky stopped all 23 Rangers shots, including breakaways by Braden Schneider and Will Cooley. Tom Merriam, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.